Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some of the most frustrating wins in my time watching UT football have come the week after the Texas OU game, specifically in the Bob Stoops, Mac Brown era, and even more specific in the Mac Brown era where he was basically in the fetal position the entire time as OU just kicked his team's ass. Those were some of the most frustrating wins because Texas would go into the game against Oklahoma and there would be a certain level of conservative play calling. Greg Davis was the most hated guy for many Longhorn fans, including myself. And whether it was taking a knee at midfield, whether it was not giving Cedric Benson enough touches, not throwing the ball enough to Roy Williams, that fake reverse that was so frustrating to watch, they would face Oklahoma, and then the very next week, they would just pull out all the stops against Baylor or Iowa State or something like that. I remember one time they ran like a reverse pass with Roy Williams the week after Texas-Oklahoma after running the fake reverse 55 times in the game. And it was always frustrating because you never felt like the coaching staff had the same amount of testicular fortitude or the same amount of balls as they did in the game after Oklahoma against an inferior opponent compared to what they the amount of guts that they had against Oklahoma, which was one of the best teams in the country, and it was always the most important game of the year. And that was just always frustrating. I find myself now to where a win is a win with where Texas is. I don't style point wins, but back then I used to, and I found myself during this Kansas game, I found myself kind of having that same feeling that I would get, you know, after a gutless performance against Oklahoma, which was the biggest game of the year, where they would just pull out all the stops. And the TCU game this year was like the Oklahoma game. That was a game that was going to propel you into a Big 12 championship game. That was a game where it was the second most attended game in school history. That was your biggest threat in the Big 12. That was an opportunity to shine on the national stage. And in that game, Bijan Robinson gets 12 carries. And you wonder how. Especially with the game, with the way that game was going. Like, how does Bijan Robinson get 12 carries? And as fun as it is to watch Bijan Robinson do his thing, and as fun as it was to see Bijan Robinson do what he did against Kansas, it was just frustrating to see at halftime against, you know, little Kansas, Bijan Robinson has 18 carries, but against big bad TCU, he only had 12. That's how I found myself feeling as I was watching that. It was kind of bittersweet. And I think the broadcast was kind of aware of it as well, because coming into the third quarter, you had like the side-by-side of Bijan all last week compared to the first half, and I think the carry was 18 to 12. And it just had me a little bit frustrated. And again, I think the jury's out on Steve Sarkisian. Still, I'm not out yet, but that's the type of stuff that'll frustrate someone like me. And I think that's the type of stuff that really matters, because You can't let the other team dictate how you're gonna use your best players, whether it's because of overthinking or whether it's just because of incompetence. And I'm starting to wonder if Steve Sarkisian's kind of like Mac Brown, in that he's very player dependent, but he's not necessarily going to go out there and outcoach somebody, which is fine because I think with the NIL and everything, Texas is always going to have, in this current state of college football, they're going to have a lot of talent. But as you go to the SEC and you're facing all these awesome coaches and you're facing, you know, all these atmospheres that can make coaches crumble and make coaches lose their balls, like I think Sarkisian did against TCU, there's a large margin of error.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A negative way and a very small margin of error in a positive way if you're talking about winning games. So I just think that's something Steve Sarkisian is going to have to figure out. And I found myself just very frustrated just sitting there thinking, you know, it sure would have been nice if, you know, you would have given your best player a chance to, you know, win the biggest game of the year. And I wonder if that was like the game plan heading in, or I wonder if Steve Sarkisian got shook against TCU, and once they didn't convert that fourth and one on the very first play, he just decided, I'm not going to be able to run the ball with Bijan Robinson, which I think was a mistake. And there were a couple times where there was a chance to get in a rhythm, and he didn't get it done. I also found myself, I didn't just mean to make this a Debbie Downer podcast, but I mean, what do you want me to do? You want me to break down them beating Kansas? They should have beat Kansas. I also found myself just thinking, man, if only they would have beat Texas Tech, or if only they would have beat Oklahoma State and been able to score over 3 points in the second halves of those games, man. That TCU game wouldn't have even mattered as much. And we would be sitting here, you know, looking ahead to a rematch in Jerry World and a chance to get another crack at TCU instead of sitting here and having to rely on, you know, can Kansas pull off the upset over Kansas State? That's just how I felt about it. I don't think this season's been a complete dud. We've seen, you know, some duds this year in college football, but in the long term, I think Steve Sarkisian's going to have to find his coconuts in the big games. And I just found myself deja vuing Greg Davis, Mack Brown all over in the Kansas game. That's the bad deja vu. I'm hoping maybe there's some good deja vu. And it is the 41 Acres. I'm Landry Locker, at Landry Locker on Twitter, at Landry Locker on Instagram, The Locker Room on YouTube. The good deja vu and the possibility here is I can remember a situation similar to the one that the Longhorns find themselves in this weekend, where you need some help from an underdog to where maybe you can back into the Big 12 championship game. And I remember when Oklahoma State upset Oklahoma with Josh Fields and Rashawn Woods, and it was one of the most epic upsets in the history of Bedlam, where Josh Fields and Rashawn Woods just found a way. I remember the touchdown at the end. They found a way to upset Oklahoma, and it got Texas into the Big 12 championship game. We won't talk about what happened in that Big 12 championship game, but I just remember, you know, situations like that. And as good as Kansas State is, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get with them. And West Virginia, their kicking situation was just kind of a disaster. They weren't going to be able to keep up. But I do wonder, you know, in this rivalry game, if maybe Kansas could find a way to pull off this upset. You know, I started this thing with some bad deja vu. That would be some really, really good deja vu. But Texas is going to have to beat Baylor to make that happen. And Baylor is one of the most unpredictable teams in college football. Probably should have beat TCU. But you never know what you're going to get with them, and you never know what you're going to get with Sark in big games. It would be an epic failure for Sark not to get this win on Senior Day. This is a special senior day. There's a couple of guys that I think deserve a lot of respect when it comes to seniors, specifically DeSean Jameson. I can't say enough great things about DeSean Jameson and Jalen Overshown. Two guys who decided to come back this year. I got the utmost respect for these guys. And it's going to be kind of cool to see them get to play for the final time. And I just have a lot of admiration, especially for DeSean Jameson. He can just do it all. And it kind of sucked to not see him play against TCU. And it was nice to see him stay committed to the program throughout the process and everything that went on, as well as Overshown. So I just wanted to give those guys their appropriate respect. And it's going to be fun watching them for the last time. It's going to be fun to see these young guys. Hopefully they can win this game and at least put some pressure on Kansas State to where Kansas controls the fate. I wonder if Kansas would lay down for Texas, though, if they hate them that much. This is a short episode because the shelf life's not very high because of the earlier game. But we'll look ahead to the bowl game. We'll talk more about this, and we will get more into what happens in the Big 12. Hopefully, a miracle happens, and we'll get to look ahead to that. But if not, hopefully Sark can finish strong with two more wins, because I don't know if I can take another loss, especially another home loss. This has been the 41 Acres. Hook 'em. I'm Landry Locker.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.